Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we wanted to talk about, since it's the beginning of the year, what are your workplace interpersonal goals for 2019? Mm-hmm. So what is it that you want to work on this year? Everybody's got something they're working on. So here's just an idea. Could it be to be speaking up more, make sure that you're seen more in the company, mm-hmm. Speaking up in meetings. Maybe it's listening more, being a better listener.
Zipping the lip.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's setting better boundaries with your coworkers. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's getting along with someone who you haven't gotten along with or someone who really bothers you. Maybe it's asking for a promotion this year. Maybe you feel that is what's in store. Or maybe it could be something as simple as networking more.
Yeah.
Getting known in your field.
Yeah. I was thinking it could even be being less distracted.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Always a good one.
Yeah, because that's a big, it'd be hard to define perhaps, or maybe you would put some boundaries around your digital instruments.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could also be going to more industry-wide trade shows and reading more mm-hmm. about whatever books there are in your industry mm-hmm. that you need to be up on. Mm-hmm. So just educating yourself. Mm-hmm. It could even be going back to school, but we all have something. I mean, I ask this to a lot of people and they don't think about it. Mm-hmm. And then if you look back at the end of the year, maybe you move the needle on some things, maybe not. But to consciously set out to improve something, that is highly effective.
So maybe one way we could think about it is the workplace personal and interpersonal goals have to do with areas where you've been thinking you'd like to strengthen your capabilities, mm-hmm. but you haven't quite taken action towards it. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying about speaking up more, being more visible, if you sense that that would be a challenge for you, that mm-hmm. that's not comfortable for you, then that could be a good goal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. So the goal is based on a weakness, uh-huh. something that you know you have to, you're going to have to grow in this area anyway.
Right.
So I may as well make it a focus that I'm going to start working on that.
I have a client who's actually one of her interpersonal goals is to stop overcompensating for other people at work.
That's a good
one. Because she went away on vacation and she realized that nobody knew how to do most of their jobs.
So she was doing it?
Yes.
Wow.
She's doing it for everyone. So, but also it makes her anxious not to think that everything's being done. Do you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. so learning to pull away, to detach and let people do their job, empower people to do their job is one of her goals for 2019.
That's really a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to hear yours as you think of them. Please send us an email. We'd love to hear them. We did this with a particular client a couple of years ago, and everybody on their staff had to write their personal development
goals. Yeah. Mm.
And it was really, it made a big difference. They really all grew.
Yeah. I was thinking at one point we had the personal goal of no gossiping, remember?
Mm-hmm. When was that? Oh, that was a while ago, I guess.
But that's a personal goal, isn't it? To stop and not do something that you may have done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. And these are different than, workplace goals. Then I'm going to learn a new software. I'm going to, some of them sound like they're borderline that we gave, like getting a promotion. But these are really for you. They're something that you're going to take with you. It's not just for this job. It's for your development.
So make you grow as a human being,
mm-hmm.
become more evolved, we could say.
Right. Right.
All right. So since we're on this topic, should we give our own interpersonal goals?
Oh, no. I haven't thought about it yet. You have one?
Well, I mean, I have the ongoing challenge of time management. So I would say my personal goal for 2019 would be to be 1 minute early for every appointment. How's that?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Rather than just running in.
Right.
I think mine would be more just don't book appointments that get in the way of my gym, of me taking care of myself.
Don't put clients. Personal care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to a whole category that we didn't touch on earlier, which is so essential, personal care goals.
Yeah.
Right? So for those of you who are amazing workers, but who family members are always complaining that you seem to be preoccupied and you're not there, certainly, and it always starts with taking care of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Taking care of yourself in some way, whether it's going to the gym or taking having boundaries around start and end times of your work.
And eating right. Don't eat a lot of sugar in the afternoon when you have that slump.
Yeah.
I Logan, think it's an important one.
It is. Do you have a personal goal, personal professional goal?
Well, I'm taking a philosophy class I told you two about in a couple of weeks.
There
so
you
that's
go.
Definitely going to be something personal and something that I'll be integrating through work. And then I'm trying to meditate regularly again.
Oh, that's a good one.
Starting, you know, with just 15 minutes a day and then working my way up.
I'm going to copy that one.
Time.
That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I'm going to steal that meditation goal from you.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to all be very zen here this
year.
Yes. It's important. I think it helps. It helps with the stress level because it's very stressful, at least living here in New York City. And
Helps. Well, also, I think New York is a workaholic culture overall.
Mm-hmm.
Work very much defines people here, and it's very easy to get caught up in just doing that, defining yourself only by that.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for My Crazy Office Overtime. We hope that you come up with rewarding interpersonal and personal goals for 2019, and join us next time.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.